La 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 la.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1 2 3 testing, and this is what we do. We test.
Test. This whole life is a test. Don't you think?
Well, it depends.
This marriage is a test.
No, the marriage is, but life isn't a test, because at some point you go, well, I passed. You know, if half your life, if it's a test and half your life, then you go, I passed, and you move on, or you failed. I don't know, but I don't think life is a test. I think
you don't. What's it? What are we here for?
To carry the message
of what?
To
sobriety?
No, of
I carry the message of, like, microdose some mushrooms, man. Find out how much you can expand your consciousness. What if that's my message?
It sickens me.
Why? You don't like the idea of expanding your consciousness?
No, because you just came up with some mushroom bullshit that, like...
I've been wanting to microdose mushrooms for a long time. Or have a little trip. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, take it to Canada.
Take some mushrooms when I'm in Canada?
No, take your trip to Canada.
Oh. What would you think if I did a session of microdosing?
I don't care. Do what you want to do in life.
Maybe not so micro.
I don't control. I don't try to control. You do what you do.
You do. I have beers in the fridge from like 2 weeks ago.
No, it's not from 2 weeks ago. You just got them.
No, I didn't just get them. They've been in there for a while. You just don't notice things. And they're still, it's a six pack. I have two left. It's been over a week at least. And then you're like drinking those beers pretty fast.
You're right. Oh, first of all, beer is the most ridiculous drink in alcohol.
Oh, I thought you didn't judge.
I never said that, did I?
What did you just say?
I don't remember.
I don't judge, I don't control.
I didn't say judge. You just added that.
Okay, I'm asking what you said.
A lot. I judge because that's...
Why does so much light on my face and there's none on yours?
No, I look.
We really set up the lights bad this time.
Wait, rephrase that, please.
I really set up the lights bad this time.
I look orange. I look like Trump.
I know. It's like I'm white as white can be. Here, I'm going to fix it.
Yeah, I'm too orangey. I don't like it. It looks like I have copper tone on. There's so much to talk about. I mean, it's, you know, the problem is when you talk about something,
right?
When you talk about something, now I got all kinds of, look at blotches and lights and weirdness. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing to me?
There, how's that?
No, yeah. How about that light on my nose?
Cute. That looks cute. That's
no,
what, like,
it doesn't. It looks
no, that's what people want. It's just because of the way that you're looking at the... Just relax. Just
look
relax.
At you're perfect, and look at my face.
You're fine.
It's easy to say
I
when you're...
I guess maybe you better set up the lights from now on.
I don't know how to do the lights.
It's good.
I liked it better when I was orange.
Okay.
Anything you talk about has already been talked about on either...
What?
Well,
what?
Anything you talk about...
Why are you so angry? Why do you hate
me
so much? I'm supposed to hate you.
Because you don't let me finish. Everything
what?
You get ready to
what?
Talk about, you
get,
that's why you talk about has been talked about. One,
everything anyone's ever talked about has been talked about.
No, you got to be the first.
Silently?
You got to be the first, right? When a new story comes out, you got to get right on it.
What is it that you're talking about? The microdosing of the mushrooms?
No, Choco Taco has been canceled.
Or whatever it's called.
They canceled Choco Taco. Raina and I are upset about it.
Well, this is what you're saying other places have talked about?
Yeah,
already?
I think so. I think I heard it on radio the other day. I didn't know what they were talking about. I just came in on the end.
Uh-huh.
Then Raina texts me.
No.
They cancel. Well, like, why would they take off the best? I mean, I don't even, you know, maybe I get them like once or twice a year at the most. But they're the best ice cream.
Remember when I was pregnant, I was always like, please go get me a chocolate.
They're the best ice cream. Why would they? It's like when Twinkies was canceled. Somebody came along and bought it. And then last night, yesterday I go to Raina, somebody will buy it or do whatever and come back out. And then we, in the car last night, And we went to 7-Eleven, there was no Choco Tacos, and she gets in the car and she goes, I hope somebody takes over the brand. I go, first of all, I already said that.
That's
to
why
you.
She's saying it. She's saying
no,
it like,
she
hey,
was being a joke. She was trying to be like she came up with it. I go, you know I said that to you. And she started laughing. Okay, that's one. Two.
Great story, though.
It's not a great story. I'm just saying, why would they cancel? Why do they cancel stuff that is, not cancel, or discontinue, stuff that people like? I don't understand.
I guess they were making it monetarily. It wasn't working out.
Well, then drop the price. Add another
maybe
taco.
That was the whole point, was that they weren't making enough per Choco Taco to make it worth their while.
It doesn't seem like anything else is going to compete with them.
Well, there you go. Choco Taco, if you're listening, Rich Voss, master of product pricing.
Here. Look, I'll show you the little video I made yesterday. Hold on.
No, you don't need to show me a video on a podcast. You're not supposed to have your phone down here anymore.
Oh, no, not that one. Hold on.
This is not good. A good look right here.
What's not a good look?
This right here. What the hell?
What's my hair?
It's like highlighting the...
Okay, find the negative and the positive. Find the negative and the positive. And right now there's a... There's a golf tournament.
Is your shirt on inside out?
I don't know. I'm taking it off. I'm going to go play golf for a couple hours. I lost my swing yesterday. I played with Eric and Dave.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Where was it?
I said that to somebody in the audience.
What?
I was on stage a couple weeks ago. I go, this guy, do you have kids? He goes, oh, we lost our son 2 years ago.
Oh.
And I go, did you look behind the couch?
Oh, God.
But he was, like, when he said, like, first I said, wow.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so you did show some emotional.
Yes, I went, yeah, yes. Wow. I said, any other depressing stories in this audience?
All right.
Or whatever. I mean, people say the most depressing mm-hmm. things to you. How are you supposed to react?
Mm-mm.
You know, you had your, oh, yeah. Like, what do you say when someone says that? It's. I don't know. So I try to bring a little...
Levity.
Well, there's no humor in that whatsoever.
Did the audience laugh when you said that?
I think so, or they might have been in shock, or who knows.
Can you... What are you doing?
I have an itch in my... So...
So you're, like, moving your gum around in there? Okay, listen, I said about consciousness, why didn't you say like, oh, what does it do?
What, mushrooms? It makes you expand your, but that's if, you know, one, people that take hallucinogenics don't always have good trips. They're not always fucking, you know, paradise, and people flip out from that shit all the time and lose it. And it can backfire and fuck your head up, you know? So, I mean, I don't know about mushrooms. I know acid is not... You know, with Timothy Leary, you know, take acid, drop acid, and expand and explore, you know, different...
Drop out. What is it?
I don't know. But all I know is I've had a bad trip. I remember my brother, someone gave him acid, and he was flipping out, and I had a all day.
And what was your bad trip like?
Well, it started in Canada.
What was your bad trip on acid like?
You just feel like
was
you're
it
not going to come... Window pane. No, it was blotter acid.
I don't know what that means, but
it was on a piece. It's a piece of paper with a.
I know, but that could still be LSD, right?
Yeah, it's all LSD.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's window pane. There's blotter.
Okay, so you're doing a blotter.
And you just feel like you're going to be high forever. You're just freaking out. I mean, everybody's
going on? What was? Do you remember any specifics?
No, your body's racing. But that's you know.
What was the?
I just told you, your body's racing. You feel like you're not going to come down. How many times should I say it?
I mean, that just doesn't seem like, ooh, bad trip. Like,
when you feel like you're going to be high the rest of your life or like that?
Well, then
that
you can just say to yourself, I'm not, obviously.
You can't when something's controlling your mind. You're not
controlling. It's not controlling your mind.
Yes, it is. It's acid. It takes control. What do you think? You think it's, you just take it? It's like a vitamin? It's
no, I
it's
think like
powerful.
On when you're on alcohol or
yeah, people do
weed
things on alcohol.
Whatever,
yes, people do things on alcohol that they wouldn't do. It's controlling them. People start fights, they get in car accidents, they you know, they do crazy things
on
alcohol.
It just doesn't seem like a bad trip to me seems like, oh, I'm going to die.
Yes.
Here's a demon coming for me.
Yes, that's some of the things you can see.
Is that what happened to you?
No, I just told you. Okay. I
oh,
thought
just
I was,
sitting there like, oh, I might not. What if, I mean, if it's not a bad like, high, then what's the difference?
Yeah, you feel your body's racing. You feel like you're going to stay not high, just out of control forever. You lose control sometimes.
Oh, and then that is a bad trip for you because you like to be what?
I'm
what?
Trying,
I'm trying to have a conversation. It's like
no, because I'm
having,
telling you what it is and you can
no,
see.
Oh, what
I
if
can,
I was in your AA and I was like, can you just explain to me a little more about what
oh,
went
really?
On with
your
LSD
you keep saying
thing?
Your AA, all right?
Whatever, your program.
Oh, my God.
People know. It's your highest... Which do you think is like, if you had to only say one thing, I'm a Jew or I'm in the program, which one?
I'm a Jew in the program.
No, you can only choose one.
Well, it makes no sense.
You can only choose one to tell people, like, that's your identity forever. Only one of those.
I don't know. I don't know. Because
or staring
you can,
at yourself into
I don't know, because you can... relapse and not be in a program, but you always be a Jew. So that's not a good comparison.
What if you took your DNA test thing and it turned out you weren't Jewish? Would that rock your world?
Look at me. What else could I be?
Italian?
That'd be cool. Jewish Italian. What else?
But you'd still be Jewish? I mean, even though you don't follow the religion at all?
I follow...
I mean, you're just Jewish socially, basically, right?
Yeah. I'm not religious. I'm, what's the word? Well, I'm just not religious, but I'm proud.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, you're Catholic, right? A Christian or Protestant or something.
Oh,
you're not Catholic.
You. No, thank you for knowing that about me. I appreciate
well,
that.
You never
no clue.
You never claim you're Protestant. I know that.
No, tell me what I am. I say it in my act. I say it daily.
Well,
I
you're,
make fun of your God. What do you think I am?
Oh, you're atheist, but you're
there
still
you
Protestant. You're in your blood. It's Protestant blood.
No, I don't have Protestant blood.
Yes, your bloodline.
Religion is religion.
Yeah,
it's a
bloodline.
Choice.
There's a bloodline.
My I have in,
Protestant bloodline.
I have Protestant lineage. Okay,
there. And bloodline.
No,
what do you
it's
think?
It's not a bloodline.
It's in your blood. What do you think?
What do you mean? What I think? My parents aren't religious.
It's in their blood too, though. It stopped somewhere. It started somewhere. Started in your bloodline. You know, you're Irish. That's in your bloodline.
My grandfather was kicked out of Ireland for his religious beliefs. And so,
really? Did they take him? They kicked him out of Ireland?
They kicked the whole family out for some reason. It's
why,
very secretive. No one will really talk about it.
Because they were Protestant?
And now my grandmother's dead. And
you can't find out why they kicked him out?
Yeah, it's very sketchy. I mean, he claims it was because he stole a sheep, but it's like a laughable offense, you know, like a joke. But
that's not a joke. That's big time. Steal a sheep.
Well, he didn't. It was something to do with, you know.
Well, couldn't he go to?
And then my dad said that his brother was part of the Masons. So maybe he was part of the Masons, and that's why he got kicked out.
What do you mean part of the Masons? What, the electricians kicked him out?
It's a secret society.
I know. They have them. It's not secret because people know about the Masons.
Well, you don't know who's a Mason and who's not.
if you go to the meetings, there used to be a Mason Hall in my town.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
I don't know anything about them.
I guess I should figure it out.
It's probably like the Elks, right?
I don't know.
You know.
My dad said that you get like a...
What?
If you want to join, then they put a... Some...
What?
Something in your hand, and then it either tells you that you're accepted or not.
Can you apply more than once? Go to a different Mason Hall and apply there. You know.
My dad claims to have had no interest in it.
Well,
so he
look
didn't
up
want
Masons.
To, but
Let
his uncle
up.
Was.
I'll look up Masons. Hold
no,
on.
It's too, you? I've tried. It's
What do you mean?
It's a wealth of information and it's too much.
Well, just the Masons. Freemasonry or Masonry refers to fraternal organization that trace their origins to the local.
Oh, please don't read out loud. It's too. Do you want me to read it? You're like, you've got air in your back of your throat, so you're like.
What is the main purpose of the
Masons?
Today, Freemasons are social and organization.
Do you want me to do it? I mean, this is like hard to bear. Rich! Do you want people to not listen to our podcast? What is it?
I want to start a Patreon again because I just looked from the last 4 years. We still have four people. There was $470 in there and I sent it over to my account.
Our account?
I don't know what
account.
I don't know what account it's connected to.
Wow.
It might be connected to. It's probably connected to our account.
I also noticed there was some dubious.
There's no dubious. Nothing's dubious. There's nothing. Go ahead, say it. Tell me.
I don't know. I'd have to look again. But so you took some money out, which
no,
I don't know what it was from.
From the business account.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I took it out, it was for something for both of us.
Do you know what this mic is for?
If I took money out of the business account or something, there was no way I would take out business account money for personal because I have my own. But what did we do that we would take money out of the business account?
Don't know.
I'll look it up. I know what I done. Oh, no, that's not the business account. It's my other account. Because when I get my Sonics.
Why is this interesting to anyone? It's not even interesting to me. Well, you're talking about what money you take out of your business
you
account?
You just brought it up.
Well, because you. I mean,
you brought it up.
If you had have been stealing from the business account, our shared account, that would have been something interesting. But just to say like, oh, my personal account, my business account, that's not interesting.
No.
Are you stealing money from me?
First of all,
are you stealing money from me?
As much as I can. Not at all. It wouldn't be stealing from you. It would be stealing from us.
Okay.
It's our business account.
Okay, but...
No, and I didn't. You want me to look up the account?
No.
Okay. Why would I take money out of a business account? So you, again, looked at something without doing research.
Okay,
don't look it up now.
I'm going to. You keep talking. You're good
okay.
at talking. You
well,
love it.
Well, right now they're having this tournament up at Trump Bedminster, the LIV tournament, which is funded by Saudi Arabia. And people are protesting out there. It's so weird that these golfers are offered $100 million, $50 million, whatever, and they're playing in this league, and it's just causing outrage throughout the golf community. Some people go, take the money. Some people go, don't you have any morals? And I mean,
Walmart, $228 million.
For what? What did we get?
Don't know.
From the business account?
Yes.
No.
Yes. May 10th.
Oh, then it was something that we got together for. We were there. No. What could I have got from Walmart for $228? And why would I use the business account for
Mark Saratella.
Who's that?
$250.
That's something that we owed somebody money for.
Merchant name. That's what I'd like to know.
Did we buy something for
$250? Stealing out of my account.
It's our account. That's our account. And it's something that we owed for our business. So, Mark, Why do we owe you $250? What did we get at Walmart for?
That was May 10th. That was a long time ago.
I know, but we must have bought something for the house or something. Oh, yeah. You want me to tell you what?
Oh, the cushions.
The cushions. Say you're sorry.
Well, that part I didn't care. I was looking at for the other one.
Wait, but the first one was more money.
I know, but I was like, I was actually, when I looked at it, I was like the other one, but then I couldn't find it right away, but then I found it. So, you zealot paid Mark somebody or other.
What's that?
You zealot paid this guy.
No, that just came into us.
Oh, that's...
somebody just paid. She's so stupid. She just said that I took out the money and she didn't look that the money came into our account.
Oops.
Yeah. See? So who's
a dum-dum? Me.
No, not a dum-dum. Who, I don't even want to attack. You made a mistake and I
forgot. Go ahead and attack me.
You made a mistake. It happens. People make mistakes. You took out two.
I'm being nice to you today, don't you think?
You stole from us.
But besides accusing you of stealing, don't you think I'm being nice to you today?
No. Oh, let me read. You can't read. Oh. You're a thief. Oh.
I went out with some folks the other night that were very, you know, anti-male. And I was like, oh, I better be nicer to Rich. They Why? Couldn't believe that we were that I was married to a man for 17 years. I mean, it just blew their mind.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm in touch.
With what?
With my lighter side, my, you know, I'm not your...
What's your lighter side? Your left? What's your lighter side?
Just I'm not your typical, hey, make me dinner. Hey...
You do it all the time.
I never say make me dinner because there's nothing you make that I can eat barely. So I never say, oh, can you please make those broccoli and potato?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you'll go, hey, we're going to have.
I make delicious dinners. I can't help it if you hate vegetables.
No, they're delicious to you. They're delicious to you.
You didn't like those potatoes I made the other night, those roasted potatoes?
Yeah, they were good. They were good.
That salad?
I didn't have the salad. And the roasted potatoes, that's not a dinner. That's a side.
Yes, but with the salad and the cauliflower. Stop doing that with your... Please.
It's still not a dinner. That's not a... That's... Hey, to you, it's a dinner. To me...
That's my favorite dinner. It's called pan dinner. And you put all your vegetables and whatnot into the oven. And then you have, like, cauliflower. And I even made you some, like... Beyond chicken nuggets.
Really? I didn't have any because you and Raina took them all.
You had the other.
I had my own.
You had Beyond chicken cutlet.
A half of one. And I had my own eggplant parmesan.
From? A local?
Yeah, from where I bought
it. I mean, you make it. I'm trying to make sure people understand that.
Yeah,
you don't cook for yourself.
Oh, I do sometimes.
What's the last thing you made?
This morning I made lox and cream cheese.
Okay, besides a, like a sandwich, what's the last meal you made for yourself?
What's the last one? Beyond Burgers. I've made sausage and peppers.
You have?
For Raina and I when you're not here.
You made sausage and peppers?
I think I did.
Well, where'd you get the peppers?
I bought them at the supermarket.
You bought them already cut up?
I cut them up. Cut up peppers and onions.
No.
You weren't here.
Yeah, well, when was that? When I was in Austin? That was a year ago.
No, not when you were in Austin.
When? I'd love to know. When? When did you cut up peppers? It's a lie, isn't it? Tell us it's a lie.
I watered your garden yesterday.
Tell us it's a lie.
It's not a lie. Maybe it's a... I can't remember. How about that? You've gone away since Austin, where Raina and I had to fend for ourselves.
I don't... Raina tells me every day I talk to Raina that I'm not here, I ask her what she had to eat. And every single time, it's, you guys went out to that Mexican place.
She loves it.
You went to that place where you got the veal parm or the eggplant parm.
No. What?
You go to that sushi slash Thai place.
I take her there. It's not, what, Jumbo Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes that. I only take her to places she likes. And she used to hate the Mexican place, and now she loves it. She must have landed some type of food she likes. And, like, one day she's a vegan. That's what I like about her. But then she'll have cheese, and she goes, no.
Well, she's a vegetarian. She's never said she's a vegan.
She's between them. So
why is that between them? If you have cheese, you're a vegetarian. If you don't, you're a vegan.
Excuse me.
Like, what is it? What is the issue you're having with?
I don't have any issue. I like taking her out to eat because she.
But why did you say sometimes she's a vegan? And
that's what she says to me. She says it. I don't say it.
I've never heard her say that.
Okay. Well, she says it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So next time she says it, I'll call you and put her on speakerphone so you can hear it. Man, so. So
anyway, why do you think we've been married? How do you? They kept asking me, how have you been married to a man for 17 years? How is that possible?
And I say, listen,
I like challenge, you know? They were like, men are so dumb. And
oh, God, like, so stupid.
I was like, I hear you, sister. Well, I couldn't say sister because they're non-binary.
It's, everything is just so stupid. Everybody is like militant in whatever choice they make sexually.
Do you think you are?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not a militant man. I'm not going, oh, men do that. No, I just see people as people.
But you still have some very deep internal biases about women and. Yeah, uh-huh. you think, right, just without being defensive, just try to be honest, tell the truth. You think women are using their looks all the time?
No, not all the time. Not all. No, I never said that. I've never once in
one time you said women use boobs like a credit card.
I've never said that.
I'm pretty sure when we first started dating, you said that.
I've never said that. That's a good line, but I wish I said that, but I never
did.
Oh, how do you make up things in your head and then go with them? I've never said.
You forget literally everything you've ever done or said.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no,
so
I
you didn't say that, but you've.
But I'm gonna now.
You've said that.
You probably heard it. I can't say it because you heard it somewhere and thought it was me, but someone else might have said that.
Well, like Mark Cohen?
No, a comic might have said that on stage and for somehow it's stuck in your head and you think I said it.
I think it's that original of a saying, but yeah.
No, I don't think women use their look. I do think women, you know, like when you're doing a show and there's always one loud one. Where did I just work and that happened? Oh, I was at a club and this girl wouldn't shut up. She's like 21. And I go, look, you know, you're not getting the attention on you. You know, that happens more with women than men in audiences. I don't know, maybe not.
Well, it is true. Women sometimes, the minute I get on stage, will start trying to...
They want the attention.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they've had it because they're...
They're hot. Hot women in an audience are the worst audience members because they're so not used to having to pay attention to other people.
No, yeah. So, I do think...
But men can be
I think women do use their looks more than men. To advance, but that's men's fault for letting them advance because of their looks, or women's fault for letting other women advance because of their looks.
Everybody likes good looking people. I mean, I do.
Yeah, but would you rather have somebody who's competent and a little not good looking, or somebody who's good looking?
Oh, no,
and
for
not
comedy,
competent?
I definitely want somebody. I don't even, you know, one of the worst things that I see, and this is my own. Internal bias is handsome men who do stand up are just yuck.
That's not true.
You don't want to see it. You just don't want to see it. You'd have to be very, very charming to pull that off.
Gary is hilarious, and he's.
Yeah, I don't think he's not. He's Gary's an attractive man for sure, but he's not like
he's a 10, isn't he?
I mean, I don't really want to sit here and. You know, go through people that we actually know and dissect their looks and give them a number and stuff. I think Gary's a very attractive man.
He's a 10.
I don't think he looks like a male model. First of all, he's older, you know, so he's not like...
He's the Richard Gere of comedy.
He's Gary's one example. One
who's very funny.
He's your type. We'll say that.
He's not my type. He's funny. He's just funny.
I agree that he's very funny. No one's saying he's not funny. You're saying Gary's a male model.
I never said he's very funny. Male model.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about men who are handsome because they're funny. I'm talking about men who, if you took a picture of them, you'd be like, wow, let's get him in, you know, doing some underwear ads. You know?
Who do you think... Do girls in comedy use their looks more than men? Yes.
Do girls in society? Yes, because for a long time in society, in the patriarchal system that we happen to live in, men hold the power, women hold the fucking... Our power is looks and youth. That's changing. Look, I didn't make it up. I'm not a scholar. I'm not saying, hey, this is what
we
I
know
believe.
That.
This is a theory that I've come up with. This is... exactly how it is. I'm sorry. So yes, do women use it to get ahead? Sure. Why shouldn't they?
Russ Maneef's funny.
Yes. And I would say Norm Macdonald in his youth was a very, very handsome guy.
I don't remember.
But he didn't ever, his weirdness sort of overshadowed that. He wasn't playing up his looks. A lot of women get on stage, they're like,
I
don't think is wrong or bad, by the way.
I'm very attractive.
I just have a harder time with good looking men on stage. I'm like, eh.
No,
I don't know. Not my thing. I want to see a big, fat, fucking high energy dude up there just making fart noises with his armpit. That's my style.
I came in this business I'm very attractive and funny at the same time.
Oh, is that where the anger is coming from? That you think...
There's no anger. Where is there anger? Where do you...
Do you...
Wait, stop. Where is there anger?
Did you use your looks when you were coming up?
No, I just was trying to be funny. I couldn't help it. I was, you know, fucking good looking too, but I overcame
the
good
looking. Where were you at, if you, on a scale 1 to 10?
An 8.
One being good looking. Okay, that seems fair.
And a quarter.
Dude, you didn't get my joke.
What?
I said one being good looking. And that
and
seems
eight
fair.
Being extremely good looking. No. Yeah, so one, so 10,
no,
and
I
yes.
Think 10 being ugly. No. You said 8, I said no. That's fair.
You didn't say 10 being ugly, you said one being good looking.
Well, that's...
You could go, you see?
Who's doing a scale like that? One good looking, 10 extremely good looking.
Me when I'm an 8.
Well, I'm a -4 then. So there you go.
I'll show you something cool. I took this out of safety deposit box. I had it in there. Hold on.
Whoa. See, there's your two things. Your two highest values on your neck.
That's my grandfather's dog tag from World War I.
Oh, I thought that was a thing.
World War I.
Wow.
Dog tag.
Wow.
Pretty cool. They were around then in World War I. I said, you know, it's in my safety deposit box because I don't want to lose it.
Wait, that's your great-grandfather or your great-great-grandfather?
My grandfather.
Wait, what? In World War I?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my father is 100. I mean, my father's 94. Oh, I was at the barber the other day, and this old man was there with his family. And he was 102 years old, and they were getting his hair cut. That was amazing, 102.
Wow, still had hair.
Yeah. And that day in Pennsylvania, the lottery number was 102. Isn't that weird? He was 102.
Mean, not really.
102 and the lottery number.
It was also the temperature.
Oh my God, I didn't look at that. So,
You know, there's so many billions of things going on at any given time that, you know, this idea that things are, what do you call it? Like
coincidental.
Coincidental, or
you like that?
Have meaning. You know, it's kind of bullshit. Well, because we can make connections for so many things. And in fact, our brain is designed to try to find connections and things.
Well, you know, sometimes you can't even make your connection at the airport.
If I was on mushrooms, I'd be saying the opposite. We're all connected.
You'll probably do them if your friends that you had dinner with said do them. Right? The Mega Millions is $1 billion. Which would you rather win?
Why do you think we were together 17 years? Why do you think we did that?
Because we make each other laugh and we're soulmates.
Okay, I don't know about that, but I do think we make each other laugh.
And we're both so damaged.
Well, I, you know.
I don't know.
I don't like.
We connect. We connect. I don't know if physically anymore. I'd like to try to connect physically again. You know.
Okay, well, I mean, you're just like this, whoa. Sometimes I walk into your room and you just pull your pants down and you go, hey.
I haven't done that in a year. Come on, I haven't done that in so long. And it's probably only happened twice in 17 years.
No.
No more than five times. No more than five times.
You're not exactly like...
I'm not romantic.
You're not like... trying to get someone in the mood. You're like, half the time you don't take your gum out.
Half the time I don't take my gum
out.
Yes,
halfway through I'm like, hey, can you take your gum out?
The one time it slipped and went in there when we were...
I
stopped with the gum.
Hilarious.
Oh my God. Hey girls, I don't know why I've been married that long.
Hey people, how about that? Huh?
Hey people.
Hey folks.
Everybody is a militant.
Hey ladies, can I get anything else? And got a little tense.
They all snapped. It's everybody.
They didn't snap. They just informed him that we were not all ladies.
But everybody's a militant, whether you're white, black, Jewish, gay, straight.
Well, everyone, it's so weird.
Everybody's a militant now.
It is true that everyone, you know, once you find your thing, your cause, your whatever. So if you're, you know, I have it too. Like, I'm a vegan, so, you know, they're all eating meat. I felt like I could say, like, look at you fucking disgusting people eating meat.
Yeah,
you know?
Why didn't you?
Because I'm not an asshole.
Well, because you're scared.
Am I scared, or would I do it to anyone? I try my best not to tell people how
you're
to
right. I don't tell people. I don't tell drunks to quit drinking.
Right.
So, I wait till people ask me, can you help me or how?
Do I think if we didn't eat meat that everyone would be better off? I actually do believe that. I think the whole planet would be better off. I don't see that there's any hope in hell that happens.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. They're all militants for their cause.
I'm saying. And then, you know, okay, so, and then there's people that, like, I've seen on Twitter where they started, like, this ageism thing. It's like, oh, really? Once you turned, like, 45, you started in on ageism? That seems a little convenient, you know what I mean? It's really just a personal thing that they try to then... It's like a selfish to make the whole world.
It's militant.
When you turn 45 and you start going, hey, the world is ageist and we got to stop this ageism and stuff. But it's like, well, when you were 25, you had no interest in that.
And
obviously, because things are personal. Things are.
Look, there's clubs that won't use me and some that will. And maybe it's something to do with age. But
it probably has a lot to do with your fucking attitude.
I'm always... always nice. I always kill on stage. Always
you
kill. Last week where I was at the club, I tipped the cook, the guy when I'm so serious. Everybody.
You're great. I've been in clubs with you. You are very nice and very easygoing.
I try to look why clubs don't use me, and I go, what's my part in it? And it's not because I'm an asshole, because I'm not an asshole to managers or unless something's going wrong.
But I think sometimes they like people who are a little more like, you know, drinking and partying with the staff. You just sit in the green room until it's your time to go on, then you go on, then you go home. It's not like...
Yeah, but I take care of everybody. I'm nice. So yeah. What's my part of clubs that don't use me? And it has to be my age. Or, I mean, I do well on stage. I've cut out a lot of my stuff because of the times we're living in now, and I do other stuff. So it's age or money. Or that's it. It's age or money, you know. Or back in the day when I, you know, it can't be crowd work because there's comics that do all crowd work and get work. I do some crowd work, or I'll do whatever.
There's comics that do Q&As at the end of their fucking set.
Yeah, I know. So there's no rhyme or reason. You know, a lot of friends of mine are up in Montreal, and I used to have major resentment. I still have a little resentment towards that festival. You know, because they've never respected me. But and anytime I went up there, every show I ever did up there, I just fucking killed. Whether it was the crowd work show, the nasty show, whatever, just fucking killed. I did a show there once on the I forget what major, whatever they called it, and they put on what's it? Jimmy Carr was hosting. Very funny. And he, you know, he did time up front, brought up two acts. And day before he brought me on, he did 10 minutes of the most politically incorrect, very funny material. But it was so fucking rough. Then I went on.
What do you mean? The audience didn't like it?
No, they liked it, but it was back. It was so edgy.
The material was rough.
Yes,
as
and
they
he's
say.
So funny.
Yeah. I never really understood that term, but it means that it's too edgy, right?
It was very edgy, and he's very funny. So he slaughtered. And I went up after him and just fucking annihilated, just
Can you
killed.
Do me a favor and swallow that.
Thing? So I annihilated. I mean, I just killed.
Mm-hmm.
I did crowd. I did whatever because I gotta fall. But then the act after me was older and real, just jokes.
Right.
He couldn't follow me. He couldn't follow me. And then the fucking people at the festival were blaming me for him having a tough time. He's what's his name? And he, you know, his, you know. Back then, Jeff Singer, we were driving back in a van.
Well, you know, listen, hey. I had to
make the lineup.
I'm not blaming you or anything for any of it. However, sometimes if I have to follow somebody who's high energy and doing a lot of crowd work, and, you know, the worst thing for me is a comedian that does dumbness.
Well, it wasn't.
Because it's like, It just gets the audience into a place where they don't feel like thinking anymore, and then it's like hard to do stuff, or it's like too easy of material. Listen, why I don't understand why it's
finish,
so hard for you to listen.
Because you didn't let me finish. And
then say, oh, I have more to tell in this story.
Well, I'm saying, like, I wasn't doing dumb stuff, but I was doing what I had to do after he went on and killed. Okay,
right? I just said. At the beginning of this, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about how hard it is.
So, but let me finish. So they're blaming me for his set that was bad. And he's a very funny guy. Don't get me wrong. He's a great writer. Very funny. And Jeff Singer's in the car. Blame, you know, and whatever.
Jeff Singer's fired.
I know. But
for
back
being,
then he wasn't.
For Me Too'd.
No, that's not why he got fired.
Oh, for
saying
N-word.
A racial slur. Whatever, I'm just saying I had resentment, but I don't have as much resentment for that festival anymore because it's just all bullshit anyhow. You just go to hang out with comics. That's the only thing. The only main reason I wanted to go was to hang out with
comics. You could just fly there anytime.
I know. I might do that next year. I just go. And if I went up there without being, do you know, I would be put on probably 3 or 4 shows anyhow. Podcast.
Why would you want to go somewhere?
I'm not going.
This is the thing I just don't understand. Is like, why would you want to do something that they didn't want you to do?
Whoa! You just say you could fly up there anyhow.
I know, but just to hang at the parties. But then you're like, but then I could get on shows.
No, I'm saying
like,
I would be put on.
I would never. I mean, it just
there's different respect that you get from your peers or from the fucking industry, and And obviously,
but
both
it's not
of
the
us-
industry. It's one festival, one dumb festival that's treated every comedian except for the major acts that they, which I don't even know, maybe they treat them like shit too. They make people pay. It's like, it's a ridiculous fucking festival that makes so much fucking money.
Yeah, and plus,
and they don't pay their fucking acts. And it's like, we should all be like, fuck you, Montreal. Fuck you.
They didn't ever pay me for when we were there last time.
Yes, they're fucking assholes. So why in the world would you want... There's other festivals. There's other clubs.
I know. We do them. We do Moon Tower.
I know, but I hear you and you can...
I said I don't have the resentment I used to. I just said it. So go, good, good. Okay. We do other festivals. We do Would You Bang Them.
I hear you complain about Montreal every year.
No, not as bad. You didn't hear me complain this year. The only thing I complain about, one is they never paid me from that time we went up there for travel and a couple shows. They owe me, I don't know. It's not even much, probably like $800, $1,300. Can you send me my money, please, Montreal? Please pay me for when we went up there. And can we
I say keep it so we can fucking keep on hating you.
Anyhow, I got to go. This weekend I'll be at... this was
We don't have a clip.
They'll find something. Here, go do something silly. Go flip flopping into the water.
Okay. Hey, podcast. Woo!
Look at I'm going bald.
Stop. Look. Show it. Why? You're so obsessed with it.
I'm not
Stop
obsessed
it.
With it. I don't care. I could call
you don't
them.
Care. You're like, you wear a hat every single day.
I wore a hat when I had, when I wasn't going bald. I like wearing hats. And second of all, if I cared about it, I wouldn't go look. Okay.
I told you, I go, look, I'm going bald right here. You can see.
No.
Yes, you can see baldness. And you go, what about me?
No, I'm I like, did not. I said that.
You're a man.
Yeah, I go, this is bald. That's not bald. You take things wrong. Okay. You take it wrong. I go, this is bald. That's not bald. Okay,
because I know because I you know men are supposed to go bald, women are not. Like, why is that happening?
There's nothing there. You
look at my hairline is thin right here.
No, you do have a big forehead.
Yes, and I see in pictures. I'm like, what? I'm receding.
You're not receding.
I'm not receding hairline.
You're not receding.
I'm gonna be like back here.
Oh, brother.
All right, thank you, everybody.
This weekend I'll be at. What is it? Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie? What's it called?
Yeah, Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Next weekend, West Side Comedy in New York. We got our vacation. Go to richvoss.com. Look at my new website. Bonnie's so funny and cool. She'll be tomorrow night. Oh, tonight. This won't be out in time.
Don't worry about it. Excuse me. That's going to be a good show because Joey Diaz is supposed to come. You're going to be there. Everybody's going to do a little set. I'm going to have to follow some heavy hitters. And
I was thinking maybe we'll put you on first.
Allie Mae.
Bonnie
Why
had to
would
do
I
a show.
Headline first?
Bonnie had to do a show. Whoa. All the way in Brooklyn and go on first. And she killed. Bonnie kills. All right. Not late.
I got there late, so I went on second.
Oh. Anyhow, listen, I got to run. Bye. Thank you. My wife hates me. That's Bonnie. That's I'm rich.
Bye. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
September 5th,
Lil Baby presents
It's Only Us
Tour.
Made it out to treasure this type of
at PPG Pay. Get ready for an epic summer. Lil Baby's IOU Tour has finally touched down. It's Lil Baby live in concert featuring the Kid LaRoy,
Glorilla,
Glossa, Rilo Rodriguez, and Honcho. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Mammoth Live and AG Touring.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.